Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Garcelle Bouvet, who teases all about that big trip to Aspen, why she really unfollowed Erica Jane, and all about her new Lifetime movie. All right, Garcelle, congratulations on the movie. This is an intense role. What made you want to get involved in Caught in the Web?
I've always wanted to work with Lifetime, but I wanted to find the right project. And when the script came to me, it made sense on so many levels. One, I didn't really know a lot about cyberbullying. I knew it existed, but having, 14-year-old boys that live on their phone and live on their computers, it was something that I thought, oh my God, this makes sense. No brainer. I'm in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, tell us about the character. And, this movie is based on a true story. So it's kind of a scary thing. Definitely.
It really is a scary thing. I play Detective Holland, and these young girls come to me when they've been tormented by this cyber bully. And it was just, the fact that people, like, they came to the precinct before, no one really took them seriously. And now they came back because this guy's just hacking them in every way, phones, computers, everything, and asking them to, give up private photos of themselves. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was great to get back into acting again, because obviously I've been doing other things. I've been moonlighting. Yes. But I really love the project, and I love the idea. We're all on social media. I mean, it can mm-hmm. happen to me. It can happen to you. And we give up so much information, and we're out there. So I could see how it would happen. And I love the character, and I wanted to play her.
Yeah, definitely.
It was not as glamorous as Housewives, let me just say.
But maybe not as much drama, right?
Yes. They could call cut, and that would be the end of the drama.
There were no bravo, bravo, bravo moments in this. you made a good point that people are so willing to give up information on social media, and you don't even think about it anymore because, it's just part of the norm. And you said, as a mom of twin boys, how much involved are you in their social media lives? And, do you kind of give them warnings to, be careful?
I do. I give them warnings all the time, and they say, Mom, not everybody's bad. And I'm like, no, not everybody's bad, but there are people out there that are hoping that you will lose, lessen your guard a little bit. But I am planning on having a watch party for Caught in His Web with my boys and their friends on February 19th.
Definitely a learning experience. I mean, have you ever been, obviously being in the spotlight and being on the show, I'm sure you deal with a lot of cyberbullying now and then. So how do you kind of deal with that hate? And how do you kind of ignore it?
I try not to read comments, believe it or not. I mean, I really don't. I have friends that tell me what they see or they hear or they read, but I try not to go there, because for me, I could have like a million great comments, that one negative one will stay with you for, for a week sometimes. So I try to stay away from that. But I really feel like, because I'm out there, social media, it's a love and hate thing for me. Yeah. I love that I can connect to my fans. I love that I can promote, what I'm doing. But it's also so invasive, because people feel like they know you. They can say anything to you. And if they were in front of you, I'll bet you half of those things they would never say.
No, it's so true. I mean, have you ever had to deal with something on this type of scale, like you're dealing with in the movie? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, there was a lady that was on Twitter, and she kept on tweeting at me. So finally I was like, hi, hope you're well. And she ended up getting my home number, because I had a home line at the time, and calling me at all hours all the time. I mean, we finally got her to stop, but it's one of those things that it can happen like that.
Yeah. And we said at the top, you are a busy woman. You have a million different jobs. How do you kind of balance it all and being a super mom as well?
I have a great assistant. I have a great team. It's hard sometimes. Sometimes I hit the wall. And when I do, I shut off everything from my phone. I tell the boys, unless you're on fire, don't call me. Sometimes I have to shut it down. But I love what I'm doing. And, I've been in the industry for a long time. And to still be, I don't like the word relevant, but to still be thriving and working. Yeah. I am enjoying it because this is why I came into the business.
Definitely. I have the boys. Do they watch Housewives at all?
No, only the scenes that they're in, I'll play it for them. And then they're like, okay, we're done.
And not
it's so funny. If I wanted a beef with someone and I may mention it, they're like, but they're so nice. They sent us candy. Or we went to Kyle's barbecue. She gave us quesadillas. I'm like, you guys are so easily bought. Candy and quesadillas, you're in.
I love it. I love it so much. You know, last season we saw you, you know, dating again and things like that. Well, how are things going in that regards? And are we going to see that again on this season?
I wish I had time. I don't really have time at the moment. And I also feel like right now I really want to concentrate on my businesses, and that'll happen. And I really, we talked about this on The Real yesterday. We're talking about Valentine's Day. And I said, you know, we have to watch the messaging that women are less than because they don't have a partner, or they're less than because they don't have kids. I think in 2022, we should get away from that.
I totally agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. Have you given Jenny any parenting tips, and how is she doing being a new mom?
Oh my gosh, she is loving it. Monica Mai, which we love the name. She's doing really good. Jeannie had no idea that this was going to change her life. She's like, oh yeah, I'll be able to do this. I'll be able to do that. And I was like, okay, talk to me in a few months.
Right. Yeah. Talk to me when things get a little settled and a little bit more crazy, right?
Exactly.
I'm glad that she's doing well. I'm glad that she's doing well. So, you know, you guys are in the middle of filming this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How did you feel kind of going into this season?
You know, I was a lot more optimistic going in the season. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Maybe because it was just, you know, fresh. We had new people, which was nice. I got to bring a friend, Sherry Zambino, onto the show, which was really cool. It's going well. Let me just say, it's going to be a doozy of a season.
Sure, I'm sure it is. And what did the new girls kind of bring in? How do they shift the dynamic?
I think, well, Diana is finding her way. And I think Cherie is also, every 10 minutes, she looks at me, she goes, girl, what you get me into?
Did you give them any warning?
No. No one gave me any warning.
Right. Just going to throw you to the wolves. And hope for the
exactly. They're tough women.
I'm sure they can hold their own. You and Lisa at the reunion, you made up after, you know, last season. And how was she back to her old ways this season? How are you guys doing? And what kind of place are you in right now? I saw you at the Hollywood Walk of Fame with Andy. So I was like, maybe things are good.
That was really great. That was Andy's day. And I was so happy and proud to be there. We're doing good. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but we definitely both came in with the idea of fresh start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully the fresh start continues.
My lips are sealed. No, we're doing good. It's a tough job because you never know where it's come, you know, you just got to stay on top of things, but we're definitely doing okay.
Good. And then you and Dorit had a rocky relationship last season too, but she obviously went through something pretty traumatic over the course of this season with her home invasion. How did that change her at all? Did that bring you all closer together as a group?
Yeah, I think everybody rallied around her. I mean, that was a horrific thing to happen, and to think that her babies were in the house. And yeah, we all rallied around her and supported her for sure. That's what you do, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she, I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, and she seemed that she's definitely doing better. So that's, yes, I'm glad that she is in a good place.
Yeah.
I know that a few more questions about Housewives, but I know that it got a lot of attention when you unfollowed Erica on social media. You know,
can you believe that?
Were you surprised?
Absolutely. I had no idea. And plus, I had done it a week and a half, I think, prior to it catching on. So when it caught on, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh yeah, I did do that. But I couldn't believe how much attention it got.
Right. I mean, go ahead. No, you said on the show that, you know, it was because of something that was said, something that was offensive that was said. You know, people throw around offensive terms all the time on the show and, you know, get into fights. Was this something that was the most offensive thing that somebody has said to you on the show?
It was something that I didn't like, and it also didn't really align with who I am. And for me, I want to follow people that, you know, you're seeing their feed. You want to follow them. You want to like them. You want to, you know, cheer them on. And I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Sutton followed her back. What's it going to take for you to follow her back?
I don't know.
Was Erica in a different place this season? Did you feel like, or was she, you know, still as open and honest and, you know, talking about her situation, or did, you know, how what's her mindset, I could say?
I can't say too much, but definitely, I think she's in a better place. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you said on the show on Real too, that, you know, she probably should be doing more for these alleged victims. I mean, do you still feel like that? How do you think she should be doing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always going to be my stance from now till eternity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Is doing Housewives still as enjoyable as it was in the beginning? Do you still like it?
I actually like it more now. I think now, okay, I've got my, you know, foot planted. Because before the first season, I was traveling a lot doing other projects. So now I definitely enjoyed it this season for sure.
Yeah. Are you and Sutton still BFFs? Because I love your friendship.
Yeah, we're good.
Always love your friendship. Always do. And how about you and Kyle?
Yeah, I think Kyle and I are good. It's hard to say. No, Kyle and I are good. I just can't say too much.
Right, I know. But can you tell me why Mauricio was the only house husband on the girls' trip?
You know, I'd like to know that too. But he was so much fun. He's an avid skier. He's such a pro. And it was nice to have a guy. And he was fun. He was good. He took lots of pictures of us and, you know, did the guy thing.
Definitely. I mean, can you tease me anything about what happened in Aspen? I know Kathy Hilton said that there were some squabbles and that some people left.
Aspen was off the chain. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how we packed so much in 3 days.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys did. I cannot wait to see it. Before we wrap up, like I said before, if we have time for this trivia, but I wanted to ask you, since it is Black History Month, we are asking everybody if you have a favorite show, movie, book, album by Black creators for Black History Month, and, you know, kind of what you're really feeling right now.
Yeah, I am definitely feeling, obviously, Blackish, I think, does such a great job of talking about things that are a little bit uncomfortable, but making it fun and entertaining for the whole family. And movie, I'm going to go with King Richards. I love that movie so much. I learned so much. I mean, we all know Venus and Serena Williams, but no, getting to see her father's story and Will Smith. I forgot it was Will Smith as I was watching. And I just love that. So those are my two shout outs.
Definitely. Any Black women that inspire you?
There's so many. Obviously, Oprah. I mean, Michelle Obama. I mean, you can't get away from those. And I have to say, the women at The Real. I really feel that here we are, women of color on this panel, and we have different ideas and different opinions, but we still can have really cool, respectful conversations.
Definitely. All right. Garcelle, like if we have time to do this really quick, fun little trivia game. All right, great. So first one, which of your Beverly Hills castmates has the most Instagram followers?
Oh, I would say Kyle.
Bonus points if you know how many.
No way. No way.
Want to take a wild guess?
I'm going to say 11 million.
Nice. Three. 3.6.
Okay. Okay.
Close. Which former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member co-starred in a film with Pierce Brosnan?
Really? Oh, probably Denise Richards.
Yes. Okay. How is Denise doing?
She's good. We haven't had time to get together, but she's good.
She's good. Do you think she'll ever make a comeback to Beverly Hills?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen only follows 3 Bravo celebrities on Instagram. Who are they?
Oh, I would say me. I would say Kyle, and then I would hope Dorinda.
No, he actually follows no housewives on Instagram. He only follows you all on Twitter, and he only follows Craig Conover, Shep Rose, and Tom Sandoval.
No way.
That's right? Isn't that funny?
That's Katrina. I didn't know that. That's so funny.
Totally. Just
I'm going to unfollow him on Instagram then.
Well, you know it's going to make a headline then if you do.
And get me fired.
Yeah, totally. Which one of your cast members got married in their backyard?
Oh, Denise.
Possibly. We have Lisa Rinna, but I'm probably Denise as well. And then finally, which one of your cast members is a Capricorn?
Crystal?
No, Kyle.
Oh, okay.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
Well, Garcelle, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with me today. It is always a pleasure. Congratulations again on the movie and all everything you have going on, because it's a
lot.
Thank you.
I so appreciate it. I'll see you soon. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right. Definitely. All right. Talk soon.
That's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.